the Buffalo Bills just back after their joint practice with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And good enough to join us in the in our hotel studio is Bills receiver Mike Williams. Thanks for coming by. You got a heck of a schedule going on here tonight. You've got your salad ready to go in the go bag, and you got a little soda to drink, and you got meetings coming up tonight too, right?
Yeah, it's all in football. It's all in winning. We want to win. We got to get through this, and we know the consequence. We know the we got to put the time in, and that's what it is.
You've been around the league for a while, and you mentioned to me when you sat down about the hectic schedule to get down here last night. But you think it already? You can see dividends. You think it paid off on the practice field today?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think I talked to the defense a little bit. They said they did a good job, or they like what they did today. And as an offense, we like what we did. We know we got to get better, but we for it to be a first day against somebody else in practice and going against different guys and a different schedule than we usually going against, different reps than we usually get. And, I like what we did out there.
And you, as you know, playing in the league, when it comes to, I guess they're called distractions, but being on a bus, flying on a plane, being in a strange hotel bed, nobody cares when you step on the field at 1 o'clock on Sunday, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I like what we did as a team. To come down here on the plane, have a short schedule, long meetings, to go right down there, hour ride, to get right on the field, like it was – for us going out there and doing what we did, is that's what we have to do. We have to deal with distractions and go out there and just play football.
I watched that out there this afternoon in Latrobe when you guys jumped off the bus and ran down the hill to the field, and I thought, that's like high school football. That's what that looks like, right? You just run on the field.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We couldn't even shower until we got back.
Yeah.
So, like you said, that's like high school football. We dealt with the distractions and went out and played football today.
Mike Williams, our guest, Bills wide receiver in our studio here at the Wyndham Grand Hotel in downtown Pittsburgh. What did you like about your practice, and what did you see of EJ in the competitive situation you were in today?
He looked very confident. For him going out there, going through all his reads, hitting a couple check downs, hitting receivers down the field. I like how he looked versus the Steelers today. We know they probably didn't give us all their looks and things like that, but for what they gave us and for what we gave them, we look good on it.
All of you have been in practice for about 3.5 weeks, and to get a look at another defense on a concentrated basis like this has got to be good. And it's not just like 10 plays in a preseason game. It's all day today.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We thought we needed it. We did all our periods we usually do in practice, but to go against different guys and to see different looks and different blitzes and different type of moves and different type of reads and things like that, to do all that, I think we needed that, and we need this practice this week.
I had to cut out early, but before I left, I saw a lot of work on the run game, and I saw C.J. Spiller get all fired up, and then Evan Rodriguez get all fired up. I mean, there wasn't brawls out there, but tempers certainly were running a little bit hotter.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We think – teams think they the toughest. We think we the toughest. We try to hold our own. I think that's where all the fights came from, other camps and things like that. But we holded it on together. We had a lot of veterans out there break things up. But temper's going to go around when it's competition.
A guy like you who's been in the league and knows what it takes to compete in the league, even though you want to be competitive today, I would imagine there's also a respect for the other guys.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Seeing guys like Ike Taylor and Troy Polamalu out there, and for them breaking their guys up, and we going with Fred breaking our guys up, it's a lot of respect out there. So we try not to have a lot of fights or things like that. We try to just go out there and get better at football.
Mike, it seems like in the last we're two preseason games in, and it seems like in the last couple of weeks things have sort of clicked in for you at both the training camp and in the preseason game against Carolina last Friday. Do you feel like things kind of came together in the last week?
Well, I kind of – everybody keep on saying things came together. I told people, like, my leg, I was just waiting on my leg to start responding. And now my leg's starting to respond. I came off a tore hamstring surgery, 39 stitches. Like I keep telling people, like, I just was waiting on my leg, and it was taking me a while to get back. And once I got back, I told people we was going to start seeing the same Mike Williams, and I was going to go out there and start competing like my old self. And that's what I'm kind of seeing with myself now.
So early in camp, you still were, what, taking it easy a little bit and
yeah,
making sure
like,
you could push
mini,
off that?
Like mini camp, when we came out there, OTAs, I was still like only like 50%. I didn't want to tell nobody that. I didn't want to say nothing. I just wanted to go out there and still do what I can and compete. But with one of my abilities being up to go up and jump up and get the ball, to go up over defenders when it's press coverage and things like that, when it's tough coverage to get the ball, to not be able to do that is like taking a big part away from my game. So When I couldn't do that, it was kind of hard for me to go out there and do the other things because it was like kind of frustrating. But now that I can go out there and do it, I feel like my old self again.
That's why when I saw you make that catch in the game against Carolina last Friday, over the middle, going up high to get it, I thought that's the Mike Williams that we all know. That's the one we've saw at Tampa all these years.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's them the catches we're gonna see all year. You just, like I told EJ, put it in the sky, I'm going to get it. And he's starting to do that. We're starting to know each other very well. We're starting to talk a lot more through text messages and off the field, chilling with each other, just doing stuff to get to know each other. So it's starting to get better as we go.
It would make sense that EJ might take him some time to – it's trust, really. Trust that you're going to be there if he puts it up in the sky, in the clouds.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If he puts it up in the sky and I get it picked off, he ain't going to want to throw it to the sky again. So it takes trust. So like I said, it took me to get my leg back. I'm still not really 100%, but I'm way better than what I was.
What's your mentality when you're asking EJ to put it in the sky, and he does, and now it's you and a defensive back, and you probably are bigger than most, although not towering over them. So can you tell us what goes through your mind when you're going up? It's like a jump ball in basketball.
It's like a cliche word. I say my ball or nobody's, and that's really how I feel. And I really feel – no matter if the ball in the air and it's me versus anybody, I feel like 90%, 10%, I feel like it's mine. And that's how I feel. Like it's, if y'all kind of look up the Necton fish, it's called a Necton.
I remember you telling me this.
Yeah,
looked it up and I couldn't find it.
Yeah, it's called a Necton. And that's what I go up and it's like if a fish, if something in the air and it's like they go up and they attack it, it's theirs and nobody else's. And it's like, is when they come down with it and they don't share it. So it's like that's what kind of my definition of myself is.
How do you spell that?
I'm gonna look it up. Spell Necton.
I'm gonna look that up because when you told me that back in the spring, I looked it up and couldn't find anything. I'm not doubting you. Right. I want to look at it. I want to see what this fish is all about.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's one of a kind. You'd be amazed when you see it. And I kind of look at myself like when they don't share their food. Like if they get it in the air, they go up, get it as near as nobody else's. They come down with it and it's theirs. And that's how I kind of look at it, as when a ball in the air.
And so, there are techniques for you to do that. And I see you, and you may or may not want to admit it, but I see you using your hands sometimes to make sure that it's you and nobody else.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, it's you learn throughout with reps and repetition and going against different covers. You learn what to do and you learn what not to do. So sometimes I use my quote-unquote veteran moves.
You learn what you can get away with, I would think.
Yeah, definitely. You play to the rules, but then you use the rules to your advantage too.
Do you find, and I've told you this before, and I thought this when you played at Tampa, you play bigger than the size that you're listed at, which is a lot about going to get the ball. Do you find that you must be bigger than most defensive backs you're up against, but there are bigger receivers than you in the league?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think it's a mentality. Like I consider myself as an all-around receiver. I can feel that, like, going out blocking. I think blocking is a mentality. You got to have that. You can't learn to block. Can't nobody teach you how to block. You got to have that in you. That got to be something you want to do. Like going up to get the ball, it's a mentality. You got to go up and be like, forget getting hit, forget getting it. I'm playing football. This is mine. Some people have jumps and people just don't do it. And it's just, that's one of my mentalities. I just, like my mom say, I don't care.
Are there any receivers on this roster that you think play like you or could play like you play?
Robert Woods, man.
He's not a big guy.
I know he's not a big guy, but it's like my toughness and going to get the ball and not going out of bounds to try to, like, not going out of bounds, trying to get the contact, basically trying to keep the defender close. I like Robert Woods' game.
Yeah, he's got a little edge too. Yeah, he plays with a little edge.
Yeah, I love that. Like that's what type of receiver I am. That's what people always say, describe myself as another receiver. And it's no disrespect, there's great receivers out there. I always say I'm my own kind because I kind of want the contact. I kind of want to go up and get it. I kind of want that out there. So, and I kind of look at Robert Woods, that's how he is too.
We're with wide receiver Mike Williams of the Buffalo Bills. What did you think? You've been in camp obviously with Tampa Bay and now a couple of weeks with the Buffalo Bills. What did you think of that camp atmosphere out there at La Trobe today?
Oh yeah, it was crazy. It was good. Everybody wanted it to be a fight with the fans. Everybody wanted there to be like arguments and things like that, and who's the toughest. But it was good that we went out there and had that practice today.
It's kind of old school out there, right?
Yeah, definitely.
It seemed like that.
Definitely. But them, like I said, they got a lot of veterans, and our veterans holding it together too.
Last question, Mike. You're almost 4 weeks into this Bills training camp with still several weeks to go. Is there any kind of a grind to this thing that you guys feel like you're really grinding now, trying to get through the travel, get through these preseason games? You haven't played at home yet?
We understand that it's to win, we got to pay the price. And we kind of look at training camp as paying the price. So if guys look at it as a grind, I don't kind of look at it as that. I kind of look at it as putting, like, if you go buy a car, you putting money down to get that car. We putting money down to get to this playoffs. We putting money down to get to the championship. And I kind of look at it as like that. Every day is us putting money down to get to the championship. So,
like the Necton Fish, you're not going to share that salad with me, are you, that you brought over?
Well, you can have it.
No, I'm just kidding. I'll fight you for it like the fish. Thank you for coming over. I know you've had a busy day.
Me.
Thanks a lot. Mike Williams joining us in our studio in downtown Pittsburgh, the Wyndham Grand Hotel. We've got more to come. The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO.